You're listening to this week's sermon from Morrisville United Methodist Church, entitled, Practicing Love. We will now join Pastor Glass with the sermon.
Good morning and welcome to our online worship service for Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass and I'm the pastor here, and we are absolutely delighted that you are joining us for worship. Whether you are watching us live this morning or tuning in later in the week, we are honored that you are sharing your time and your presence with all of us, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And again, thank you for being here and hope that you will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. Our gospel reading for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare ask him any more questions. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for our online worship service. We are truly honored by your presence, and I pray that this will be a time that strengthens us for the challenges of the coming week. I'm sure you're familiar with the expression that says practice makes perfect, and that's really what we're going to be touching on in today's sermon, which is entitled Practicing Love. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So I am a person of a certain age, as we like to say in our church. The expression evolved from the fact that the Summer Doc Rortons offer senior bingo to those who are 50 and over. And I was a little astonished to realize that I fall in that category of people of a certain age who are eligible to join in for senior bingo. Now, there are some perks to being a person of a certain age. I hope that in my half century plus of living, I have managed to gain at least a little bit of wisdom. So I'm grateful for that. But even though there are some advantages to being a person of a certain age, there are some downsides as well. And one of the things I have noticed as I have gotten older is that my metabolism seems to have slowed some. Now, I don't know necessarily whether that's a factor of age or if it's a factor of having a little less time available. I don't work out the way I did 10 or 15 years ago. I don't run as far or as often as I used to. So maybe those are all factors that have played into it. But I've noticed that it's much easier for me to gain weight now than it used to be, and it is much harder for me to lose weight than it used to be. And whatever factors might be behind that, I know what I need to do to maintain a healthy weight. I mean, it's not rocket science. If you want to maintain a healthy weight, you need to eat healthy foods and you need to be physically active. We know eat right and exercise. Those are the factors that combine to make sure that you maintain a healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle. The problem isn't knowing what to do. The challenge is putting what we know into practice. And sometimes that's easier said than done. In the gospel lesson that we just heard, the Pharisees are coming to Jesus and they ask Jesus a question that has to do with spiritual health, not so much physical health, but spiritual health. And they say, tell us, what are the most important things that the scriptures tell us to do? And Jesus gives them the answer, and it's an answer that they already know. And it's an answer I suspect most of us know and can recite very easily. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. And the second commandment is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Those are familiar verses to many of us. We know what Jesus said. We know what the two great commandments are. The challenge isn't what we know. The challenge is learning how to put those things into practice. What does it mean to practice loving God and loving our neighbor? It's easy to talk about loving God with our whole heart and mind and soul and strength. It's easy to talk about being fully devoted to God. But do we truly put that into practice? Those of you who know me know that I am something of a sports fan. And for many years, my favorite sporting events were the ones in which our sons participated. And I would be one of those sports moms that other people were reluctant to sit beside because I would be so loud and so enthusiastic at these sporting events. Normally what I did was shout words of encouragement and support for the team, but I would be very animated, so much so that whenever I was attending Sam's soccer matches or Joe's football games, and I would be wearing a Fitbit, it would actually register as if I had been running. Now that's some really pouring yourself into those sporting activities, right? But the question that makes me ask myself is, if I have that level of intensity about sporting events, do I carry that same level of intensity into my relationship with God? Am I truly loving God wholeheartedly with all my heart and mind and soul and strength? Am I as passionate about growing in my relationship with Jesus Christ as I am about Penn State football? And I don't think it's a matter of being loud. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't think we need to be loud and pushy about our faith, but it is a question of priorities, and it is a question of intensity and devotion. Am I loving God with all my heart and mind and soul and strength? Do I put that kind of love into practice in my life? It's easy to talk about loving God with our whole heart. It's sometimes harder to put that into practice. It's also easy to talk about loving our neighbor as ourselves, but do we put that into practice? Sometimes I feel like I sort of pick and choose the neighbors whom I love. And it's easy to love people who think like me and who share the same interests that I share, the people who attend the same church that I serve. I can love those neighbors. But what about the neighbors who think differently from me? What about those neighbors who don't look like me or talk like me in this political season? What about those neighbors who don't vote the same way that I vote? Do we truly love our neighbors as ourselves? In the story, the parable of the Good Samaritan that I shared during children's time, Jesus makes it clear that we don't get to pick who our neighbors are. Our neighbors are all of those who might be in need and anybody whom we might be able to help. whether they share the same religious beliefs that we share, because Jews and Samaritans did not share the same religious beliefs, whether we are from the same communities, which they were not, whether we are of the same ethnic group, and they were not of the same ethnic group. We don't get to pick the neighbors whom we love. God just tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And it's not always easy. There is a man who was writing about his experience volunteering in a soup kitchen a number of years ago. This was a soup kitchen that was run by a group of Catholic nuns. And a friend of his, who was a priest, had encouraged him to volunteer at that kitchen. And the man expected that when he volunteered and helped out, that he would experience this warm, fuzzy glow in his heart because he was helping his neighbors in need. But his experience did not match his expectations. And I want to share with you his words about what happened. He said what he felt surprised him. The smell in the room was overpowering. The t-shirts seemed pasted on the men with 14 days of sweat. And I would stink of cabbage and ammonia and sweat for days after I left. Waiting for the nuns to open the door, I almost gagged. I wondered how the men could even bear to eat. I expected at the end of it all to love the poor, to be filled with a warm glow. But I didn't feel any love for the men there. There was something hollow about the whole experience. I complained to my friend, the priest, and he said, "Look, you didn't go there to make yourself feel all warm and fuzzy. You went there to show Christ's love to your neighbor." Most of us know that we should show love to our neighbor, but sometimes it's hard to practice that love. We pick the neighbors who make us feel warm and fuzzy on the inside instead of those that make us feel prickly or maybe even hollow. But Jesus is clear, we don't get to choose our neighbors, we are simply to love them. It's easy to talk about loving God with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, but sometimes it's hard to put that into practice. And it's easy to talk about loving our neighbors as ourselves, but sometimes that's hard to put into practice as well. One of my favorite cartoon panels shows a drawing of a pastor who is standing at a pulpit, and behind the pastor, off to the side, is one of the worship leaders, one of the deacons in the church. And the worship leader, the deacon, is sitting in his seat with arms crossed and a very clear scowl on his face as he looks out over the congregation. And the words that the pastor speaks are, "So just remember this week that God loves you. And I love you. And Brother Al here, he's working on it." Most of us are like Brother Al sometimes. We're working on it. May God help us put into practice that wholehearted love of God and love for our neighbors. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of love that you pour into our hearts and into our lives. We ask, Lord, that you will help us practice a wholehearted love for you and help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. In this time, the work of the church continues, and we solicit your support of the work of this congregation. We ask that you will continue to pray for our church and for our church leadership as we seek to follow the will of God and be faithful servants of Jesus Christ. We also solicit your financial support, and if you are able to support the church financially, we invite you to make a donation by mailing it to the church, or you have an opportunity to donate online. Pinned to the top of our Facebook page is a link for online giving, or you can go to the church website, and if you scroll down to the bottom of our homepage, there is a Donate Now button, and you can give electronically there.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. For November, there are some updates to our worship schedule. We have in-person worship at 9 a.m., and for the first Sunday of the month, members will receive communion outside at the end of the service. Online worship starts at 10:30 a.m. You can see the message via Facebook Live on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MorrisvilleUMC, or via the church website at morrisville-united-methodist-church.freeonlinechurch.com/live. Recordings of the sermons are uploaded to the church website during the week. If none of these options end up working for you, then you can come to the church parking lot and tune your radio to 97.9 to hear either service. So there are many ways to keep in touch. Both services hand out communion, so on the first Sunday of the month, you will have to register by Thursday at noon to be able to participate in the next service. Only the in-person service will require registration each week. Members will still have to wear masks and socially distance. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. May you have a blessed day.